Bickley and Murata. See or no? We or nah? Yay or nay?
I do actually know what that means because I'm only ever in here on the show on Wednesdays. So I know that that means yay or nay. I think I've played this game more than anybody.
You've lost plenty of Mock My Worlds.
But I've won, too. I still have the highest score ever.
I forgot.
Do you really?
That. Yeah. Yeah. It was most hated teams in the Valley.
You also still have one of the worst draft picks ever when you picked double-decker buses as the greatest thing about England.
The background to that was I came in and I said, hey, we're finally playing Mock My World. I'm sure you're going to do some weird thing that isn't sports. And the topic was most notable things about Britain or something.
Right.
It was most British things.
Right.
Double-decker buses
That's
are
about
British.
As British as it gets.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, Eric might have topped you yesterday when you did athletes that you want to see play today, former athletes that you want to see in today's game, and he picked Secretariat. So there is that. So
Secretariat could not outrun a double-decker bus, I can tell
right.
you that.
You know, I don't know. We'll see. All right, so semi-breaking news for the Cardinals. They put rookie defensive lineman Zach Allen on injured reserve, meaning his season is over. If you factor that in with Patrick Peterson and all the games that he missed, Darius Filon getting released beginning of the season, Kamdichi showing up out of shape, all that stuff, yay or nay? The main reason that the Cardinals' defense has struggled is because of the lack of availability of those star players rather than coaching or scheme.
Nay. The main reason is they do not have enough playmakers, youth, athleticism, leg speed on defense.
Nay. Yeah, it's hard to argue with what you just said.
Yeah,
the lack of players, but some of those players aren't on the team. Like, if they could just go pick Khalil Mack and a few other guys, they would be better.
Yeah.
So even if everybody, if Peterson played the whole year, if Zach Allen played the whole year, if Filon was still on the team, wouldn't matter.
Filon might have made a difference, I think, at times, but no. I think the linebacker crew is woefully under-athletic, and the whole team lacks... Whole team lacks playmakers on the defensive side of the ball.
Always going to feel like they would have beat Detroit in week one if Patrick Peterson hadn't gotten suspended. But that doesn't like make
argue
you a playoff
that.
Team or anything.
All right, we'll go to the big topic of David Johnson here, and I put this on Twitter about which combination of running backs should the team start the season with next year. And I'm gonna give you the should and will. Yay or nay. The combination of running backs that the team should have next year is Kenyon Drake and Chase Edmonds. And yay or nay, David Johnson will not be on the team next year.
What? That was so many yays
Man.
Or nays.
Yeah.
All right, just which combination do you want to see be the primary running backs next year?
But that's we got to see how this season bears out, but if you're asking me right here and now, which I suppose is the point of the whole exercise, yeah, I'd go Chase Edmonds and Kenyon Drake.
But they'd have to put extra,
that's not
right.
feasible.
Right.
So it's really kind of a moot question.
Well, would you be willing to pay Kenyon Drake knowing that you still are paying David Johnson? That's sort of the question.
Well, I don't know how that's the point.
It's
I don't
impossible.
Know how you can pull this off. Because Kenyon Drake is going to want to get paid. Now, if he accepts a lower offer, then maybe if he accepts a moderate offer, then maybe you could do it. But you got a lot of holes on defense. You got a lot of things you got to buy. That shopping list is pretty long.
Okay, I'm going to try and answer these the way they were asked.
Nay,
it shouldn't be Drake and Chase Edmonds. I think that you're paying David Johnson so much, and I think there's still something you can get out of him. I'm going to assume some of this is injury this year. And then the second one, nay, David Johnson won't not be on the team next year.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well played. All right, the college football rankings came out, and everybody loves the SEC again. Three of the top five were in the SEC. Yay or nay, they should make a rule that in the college football playoff, as long as they stick to four teams only making it, yay or nay, two teams from the same conference should not be allowed to make it.
Oh, I think you're saying two teams should be the max. You're saying it shouldn't even be two.
Right.
Yay, I'd be on board with that.
Yeah. Essentially, like, you have to win your conference to get in.
Yeah, I'm down with that. I do like the idea of that being a hard and fast rule. Because, as I said before, there's just no uniformity in college football. You're constantly comparing apples to oranges and the like. So how do you get that uniformity? Make that a hard and fast rule.
Well,
you got to be a conference champion to be in the playoff.
That's the thing. I mean, the whole point of this, first of all, you got five power conferences, you only have four teams that you can put in.
Right.
Isn't the whole point to sort of determine which teams are best with that lack of uniformity of, I want to see what the best team from the Pac-12 does against the best team from the SEC.
Exactly.
Not just, I'm going to imagine the SEC is always the best and will never let anything play out to change it.
Yeah, or abolish the conference championship games altogether. There's really no point in them other than to make a lot of money.
And here's the other thing. It's impossible for two teams in the same conference to both go undefeated.
Yes.
So if you don't make it as the second team, that means you had at least one loss, and that was something you controlled and something that you could have prevented.
I wanted a playoff for the longest time because I want to see the teams prove it, and I want to actually find out who the best team is. I don't want it to just be a showcase for the SEC to show off that they think they're better every
year. That's exactly right. That's why you've got to have eight teams eventually. You don't need to go any more than that, because if you get eight teams, you're going to have all Power Five conferences represented, and you're not going to miss. You're not going to have a playoff team excluded that could have won a championship at eight. At four, you might.
All right. Yesterday was National Every Pizza Topping Except Anchovies Day. Yay or nay? You like anchovies on pizza?
Nay.
Nay.
Yay or nay, there is an unusual topping that you do like on pizza.
No, I'm pretty simple and very Chicago when it comes to my pizza. Give me Italian sausage and fresh garlic, and I am beyond ecstatic.
God, I mean, give me a definition of, like, strange. I mean, buffalo chicken pizza is good. It's not my choice. If I'm eating pizza somewhere new, I have this hard rule that it always has to be pepperoni the first time I try it. Because I think that's the most pure way to tell if the pizza is good. And then if the pizza's good, I'll go back and get some.
Yay or nay, pineapple.
Listen, I like pepperoni, but pepperoni gives off a different kind of grease that I don't like how it vibes with the cheese, the mozzarella cheese grease. So, but I do like pepperoni, but... There's some kinds of pepperoni that kind of throw off the pizza to me.
So you go Italian sausage every time.
And fresh garlic. Okay. And I, like I said...
Crumbled sausage or sliced sausage?
Generally not the crumbled kind. You know, if you're doing a deep dish pizza, then you get the big, like, disc of Italian sausage.
Right, that's what you like.
That's phenomenal.
All right, finally...
Then there's not a bite, Jarrett, that doesn't include all... Italian sauce.
All right, finally, Disney Plus launched yesterday with all the Marvel movies and all the Star Wars movies. Yay or nay? When you look at these space entities, yay or nay, the Guardians of the Galaxy would defeat the Star Wars characters in a battle of, you know, Luke, Leia, Han Solo, Chewbacca.
Yay. I'm a big Rocket Raccoon fan. Groot's pretty cool. Star-Lord's pretty cool. Yeah, I like that franchise.
Luke has the Force,
way better than Star Wars.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. I would say yay, because I feel like the Star Wars cast is carrying some, like, they could trim some fat. Like, they have some guys that would hold them down.
C-3PO.
Yeah, I mean, they may as well toss him right in the middle of the battle first. But Luke does have the Force, which I feel like is sort of cheating. That's like
right.
The Astros stealing signals with a camera or something.
Yeah. Oh, what a tease to the next segment.
Oh, look at that.
Yes, I would have to go. I'd go nay. I think Star Wars would win, because they could sort of cheat.
And that Wookiee is pretty good. That Wookiee's pretty powerful.
Yeah, he'd do some damage.
He would do some damage.
I don't know. You got Drax. You got Groot.
Now you're just naming characters.
Yeah. Well, we're powerful.
Just showing off. All right, that's yay or nay. We do it every Wednesday. For the life of me, I do not know why.
The enthusiasm in your voice is palpable.